Nolte, Democrats Switch Focus from Mail-in Voting to In-Person Voting. By John Nolte on September 25, 2020. We're less than 40 days out from the election and all of a sudden Democrats are urging people to vote in person as opposed to mailing in their ballots. The far-left Axios reports Democrats are exponentially more likely to vote by mail than Republicans this year. And if enough mail-in ballots are lost, rejected on a technicality or undercounted, it could change the outcome of the presidential election or other key races. This is just my opinion, but I don't think that's it at all. Oh, I don't doubt Democrats are worried over all the news stories about the rejection rate of mail-in ballots, and how they mysteriously end up in dumpsters, ditches, discarded, backrooms, missing, and other bizarre places. And I'm sure Democrats understand in a close race, Trump intends to fight like the devil over every mail-in ballot that looks fishy, and you can bet plenty of them will. Overall, though, and again this is just one man's opinion, I think this pivot is a wink-wink nod-nod know-what-I-mean move to get Democrats to vote twice. Okay, you've mailed in your ballot. Now it's time to show up and vote once again, you know, just to be sure. Too cynical? Really? You think that's too cynical for a political party that is right now encouraging and openly funding rioting, arson, and looting? You think that's too cynical for a party that just nominated a vice presidential pick who openly calls on people to financially support rioting, arson, and looting? How about a political party that used a Russian spy to fabricate a phony dossier so they could spy on Donald Trump's campaign and overturn a presidential election? How about a political party needlessly shutting down our economy? Or a political party that accused an innocent man of being a serial rapist just to keep him off the Supreme Court? A political party about to arbitrarily pack the Supreme Court until it can get the outcomes it wants wouldn't dare cheat to win the White House? You want me to buy that? How about a political party mailing out millions, literally millions, of unrequested ballots? Firing off all these massive mail-in ballot cannons into the ether? Come on. Cheaters cheat. Liars lie. Democrats are cheaters and liars. Besides, mail-in voting is stupid. As Axios points out, in Florida, voters are twice as likely to have their absentee ballot rejected if they've never voted that way before. In North Carolina, black voters' ballots are being rejected at more than four times the rate of white voters. And more than 550,000 mail-in ballots were rejected during the presidential primaries this year. Smart people vote in person on election day. You vote in person so you know your vote's been counted. You vote in person on election day because that leaves a whole lot less time for shenanigans. For oopsies, like oh, golly gee, however did all these ballots for Trump in a critical swing state end up in a dumpster? You really going to trust the post office? You don't think postal workers know the zip codes where all the Trump 2020 signs are? You don't think it'd be a little tempting to misplace ballots from that particular zip code? Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.